Thousands of good novels find their way to bookstores every year. The vast majority come from publishing conglomerates, but many good novels from independent publishers pass almost unnoticed. I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a bi-monthly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Most of the time, the publicity for these novels comes as a result of gallons of sweat of those who labor in the marginalized world of the independent press. Permanent Press, as one example, has published a whole slew of interesting, well-written, and critically acclaimed novels, and now has another winner on its hands. The Double Life of Alfred Buber by David Schmaman, published in June, tells the story of a peculiar man who leaves his home in southern Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, for an education in America. Alfred ends up in Boston at the home of his father's cousin, Nigel, with nothing more than the clothes he wore. After Nigel prods Alfred to come up with a plan, he decides on a law career. His father dies before he can finish school, and his mother packs up and moves to England, thus fragmenting his family, which matches his tenuous hold on a fragmented reality. From the first page, it is evident that Schmaman has produced an interior monologue of the first order. While not as humorless as Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, and only slightly below the prose of Nabokov, this interesting and eccentric character spins a tale which blurs the line between reality and fantasy, the rational and the ridiculous. Like Raskolnikov, Alfred wants to confess what he considers his crimes. Several times in the novel, he teeters on the verge of opening up, but he lets the moments pass. He comes closest during a visit, years later, to the dying Nigel. More than once, I'm tempted again to talk freely to him, to show him an awkward and twisted gratitude by being honest, but the opening is never there. Alfred has built his life around a series of paradoxes. He constantly contradicts himself, and this self-confusion leads him down a path some might consider sordid. This quality interior monologue provides incredible insights into the workings of an eccentric mind. A few scenes in the Star of Love bar provide the gritty and perilous nature of some of Alfred's fantasies. Schmaman writes, "Everything is temporary. Of course it is. Moments come and go. Intimacy must be earned. It does not simply descend. She is and isn't mine to do with as I please. Her affection is and isn't what it seems to be. I can immerse myself in it all if I choose, but she will not, because her vagueness, her submission, exist within boundaries so firmly scribed it is as if they have all been hardwired. One can lose one's head to an intimacy that is not fickle, but that is not genuine either, a love that is encompassing, but that contains nothing of substance." As time passes, Alfred chooses which version of truth and reality to accept. At the novel's conclusion, Alfred's fantasies confuse him further as his double life is revealed. Take a trip into the world of independent publishing. Alfred Buber will make an interesting and eccentric companion. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org and let us know.